Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking some r/mybutthole. And if you love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting a like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's dive in to today's first story. Now, today's first story does come with an update. It's from I Gave the Book, who says, am I the asshole for gifting my mum and her husband a book on cheating for their anniversary? I'm 16 male. And I love my mum, 35, but when I was 10, she had an affair and left us. I visited her as often as I could, and she always seemed so happy when I was there, but I hated her new family, so I stopped visiting. Honestly, we rarely ever saw each other, other than just for my birthday and events, really. She wants us to be close, but I want nothing to do with her new husband, so I've kept my distance. Except on February 20th. My dad announced he'd be out on business till the 12th, and my grandparents are stuck visiting relatives in Italy, and so I really had nowhere to go, and my mum jumped at the chance to have me stay with her. And just my luck that my mum's anniversary with her husband was on Sunday. I haven't had a good time here at all, so all I do is stay in my room doing homework or go out with friends to avoid family activities, because it sucks seeing how lovey-dovey she is with her husband and how they seem like the perfect family with their daughters. The morning before her anniversary day, she came to my bed and tried to cuddle with me, like before she left us, but it made me angry, like we can't go back in time and pretend how it was. So I just pretended to be asleep and stayed curled up and frozen till she left. I started crying because of that, and I felt angry and snarky, and my mum majored in literature, so I got her a copy of Anna Karenina, apologies if pronunciation's wrong, for her anniversary. That book's about a lady who leaves her husband and son for a lover. I've never read it, but I've watched the movie with my girlfriend and I hated it. The anniversary party was on Sunday. Everyone was having fun but me, and then people gave their gifts. I gave mine, and when my mum saw what it was, she seemed shocked but just said thanks. The party ended like an hour after, but at night, when she was in her room, I heard her crying really loudly. So I kind of eavesdropped a little and heard her saying stuff about the book and me, and her husband tried to calm her. The next day at breakfast, she left for work early before I woke up, and her husband straight up called me an arsehole and other stuff for gifting them that. It's been a few days now and my mum has barely talked to me. Honestly, I feel so wrong I made my mum cry, but at the same time, I don't want to be here and she knows that, so am I really the arsehole? Edit. Thankfully the mods have locked this, but to everyone who keeps DMing me, here's some facts to read before you do. I gave my mum the book to try and get it across to her that I hate being at her house and being around her family, and that it hurts to me to be there because I sympathise with her son from the movie, not because I want a train to run her over. I do not want that to happen to my mum. I do not want my dad to get back together with my mum, he's happy with his fiance. My dad has his reasons for not wanting me to go to therapy and it's just being protective. Yes, I stopped visiting my mum because I hate her husband, but she had custody of me on weekends or on breaks, or she could have forced me to be with her. But since being with him or making him be with us, whenever I did go to her was more important, she never tried anything beyond the bare minimum of going to big events. Now, unfortunately, I don't know nothing about the book. Opie said it's something about cheating and leaving the family, blah, blah, blah. So I can only go with that. And in some kind of way, I want to sort of say, you know, well, she did cheat. You're unhappy with the situation. There you go. But in other ways, I kind of think, what kind of relationship do you actually want with your mum? Do you want this relationship rebuilt in any kind of way at all? Look, and I'm not saying you should be forgiving her cheating and breaking up your family or anything like that. Absolutely not. But I do question what kind of relationship you do want with your mum in the end. Because in some ways, and again, not protecting mum in this situation at all, so don't get on my back about it, but it does sound like she misses that relationship herself. Yes, she broke it. She absolutely broke it. But she does sound like she's missing it and trying to make up where she can. So if you do want that relationship, again, it's difficult, but there is a way of repairing it between you two, I think. And absolutely, it should be at your pace. She shouldn't be just coming in and trying to hug you in your bed just like that, I don't think. It needs to be on your terms because this is consequences of her actions. And it just makes me feel real bad for Opie in this situation. It, clearly, since they was 10 years old, 6 years, this has been on their mind. And it sounds like with very little support in some ways. I'm only going by the edit there where it said, my dad has his reasons for not wanting me to go to therapy and is just being protective. And I don't know what those reasons are because it sounds like, you know, therapy may help. But again, I don't know. There may be legit reasons for that. I don't know. But DSZ says, definitely not the arsehole. For one, Anna Karenina is a classic and a great gift. For another, if the shoe fits, not the arsehole. Jammy913 says, not the arsehole. Your mum had to face her past horrible behaviour and your gift caused her to have to confront the fact that her affair affects you negatively to this day. Her husband needs to stay the fuck out of it. If he says anything else to you, perhaps you should challenge him on it. Oh, so you'd be okay with my mum cheating on you and walking away from you and your kids for a new man? Because that's what your behaviour is telling me. And from the point of view of the kid who has left, I can tell you it has affected me in a negative way ever since it happened. And your crappy attitude is the largest reason why I don't like to visit with my mum. I don't like you, never have, so keep your opinions about me to yourself. Don't let your mum's tears guilt you. Did any of your tears, after she left your family, ever move her to action? Follow her lead on that. And before we get into the next comment, little spoiler alert just in case you wanted to read that book at any point in the future or if you're reading it right now. So, Dr. Cat PhD says, okay, so I get you are mad, but you do recall that Anna loses absolutely everything because she leaves her family and is torn away from her children because her legal husband refuses to let her see them. Which is contrasted against her brother getting away with multiple affairs and not losing his status or children. And then she begins to lose her mind because she thinks her lover no longer wants her, so she kills herself. That's an extremely loaded gift. Did you really mean to imply with it that you hope her life falls apart like that? Now, I don't blame you for being angry, but I think you should ask your dad about therapy. It's clear that you've been holding 6 years worth of pain inside, and that is not good for you. You're poisoning yourself with anger and sadness over what has happened. And if you don't learn how to gently work it out of your system, you will keep hurting yourself and people you do love. I suspect there's still love for your mum in there. It's just that you are sad and hurt that she did this and it feels like she left you. She did a shitty thing, but I think really wishes she could make it up to you. She's not gone about it the right way, but if you can talk it out with her, you may be able to slowly mend and rebuild a relationship with her. OP, I get your anger and hurt, I really do. But it sounds like your mum wants to make it up to you. She's not a psychic, so maybe you can talk to her one-on-one about how you feel. You guys can start over. And just some added info. There was one comment that mentioned, you know, the dad was abused by the psychologist when he was younger than OP. Clover the Wonder Kitty says, not the arsehole. My dad cheated on my mum when I was in high school and went on to marry the woman he had an affair with. It has changed my relationship with my dad forever, especially because he tried to force the one big happy family thing with her and her kids as soon as he sold our family home and moved in with her. Your mum does not get to force herself back into your life on her terms. The cuddles to make herself feel better and in the process making you feel worse. My dad did the same and it's awful. You are not a teddy bear. She needs to recognise the lasting damage she's done and stop expecting you to fit the role she's assigned you to in her head. And one more from Honey Badger Marmalade who says, I'm gonna get downvoted like a motherfucker. Everyone sucks here. It sucks when parents divorce and it really sucks when infidelity is the culprit. She left her marriage and you in an arguably the worst kind of way. And it doesn't sound like anyone bothered with family therapy to help you out. It was also 6 years ago, and it sounds like your mum can't ever do anything to have a relationship with you again. How long are you going to punish her? But again, she punished you when she left like she did. The whole thing just sucks all around. And OP quotes that one and says, I don't want to punish her and I want to have a relationship with her. I just don't want it to be stipulated. I think that's the right word. That I have to be around her husband and daughters too. And I think that's a fair point as well, you know. If mum truly does want to rebuild that relationship, I think OP really needs to explain that to her. that, you know, he doesn't want to be around that family, which I think is fair enough. Now let's move on to the update to find out what happened next. So, update says, posting this now because people keep messaging me about it. The day after I posted, I let my girlfriend read it and she was like, stay with me, dummy. I told my dad and he said I could stay there and sent my girlfriend's mum an email. At my mum's home, I told her she got really sad but said okay, she'd drive me and sent an email too. I still wanted to talk alone to my mum like people said to. As she drove, I wanted to talk like the school counsellor helped me write a letter to read like some people said to, but I just froze and she drove to a parking lot and started talking. She said a lot of stuff about the book, about still seeing me like I'm her baby, her not actually being happy, and about us, but ended with her saying it's okay for me to hate her for what she did because she hurt me and she'd never push to be my mum again, but if I ever wanted, she'd be there for me. But I don't hate her. I love her, so I started crying really bad. I've never had a breakdown, but I think that's what it was. I remember her taking me to the back seat and hugging me and me trying to say I love her while crying, but it's a blur. She calmed me down and I told her how I feel and I do want her to be my mum, just I hate her husband and I don't want her trained to hit her. I even told her about when she tried to cuddle and how I feel bad now because that'll never happen again because I'm never going back to her house. She told me she knew I was awake and was mad at her, so I started crying again. She told me it was okay. She's wrong and we talked a lot, but I kept crying, so she got me Advil because my head started hurting. She seemed sad I hate her husband, but got really mad at him when I told her all the mean things he said to me and said she'd never let him get between us again. She said she'd take me to therapy with just her, no matter what Dad says, and to spend more time with me alone. She dropped me off and I felt better since I stayed there until my dad came back. My dad promised never to send me there again and to stay at my girlfriend's if my grandparents stay in Italy. He agreed to let me do family therapy with my mum, but he said he'd ensure it's appropriate. We haven't started it yet, but my mum has kept her promise to spend time with me so far, and it does make me feel happier. I didn't think the last post would blow up like it did, so I hope with this update, you guys don't have to worry much anymore, because I think it's getting better. An incredibly tough situation there, but I'm glad OP did talk about it with his mum in the end, and it sounds like things are moving in the right direction, especially with the therapy points as well. I know Dad did have his reasons for not wanting to go to therapy himself, but I think it is needed in OP's case. And I'm glad that, you know, he agreed to it with OP going with mum. I really can't imagine my family being broken apart like that and having my dad somewhere else, especially when it's to do with an affair as well and having all those feelings around it and resentment too. And at such a young age, this all started when OP was 10 years old. Incredibly tough. Let me know your thoughts on this story and what would you advise to OP in this situation. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Story. And our next story comes from a throwaway account who says, am I the asshole for refusing to speak to my husband until he changes the name he put on our son's birth certificate? After waiting for 5 years, I finally got pregnant with my son. There was so much fuss about the name choice because my in-laws wanted to use my deceased brother-in-law's name. My husband sided with them and insisted we go with it, but seeing their obsession with it, I refused. My husband then sat with me and we agreed on a name we both chose. When I was at the hospital, I dealt with some complications and I had to extend my stay since I had to get a blood transfusion as well. My husband handled the paperwork. However, when we received the birth certificate, I discovered he put brother-in-law's name and not the one we picked. I lost it and had a breakdown, then I shut down completely. I stopped talking to him after telling him that I won't speak to him till he changed the name. He kept saying good riddance at first, but slowly started complaining about how my silence has been wearing him down. Days went by. He's now turned to full-on begging me to speak to him over and over. He said he had to do this, otherwise his family were going to shun him. He handed me a paper with all the pros of keeping this name, explaining that our son will be the golden grandchild and my in-laws will favor him over the other grandchildren because of his name. Said he'll get endless privileges like college fund, car, inheritance, and will be loved unconditionally because he has his uncle's name, but I don't want my son to be my brother-in-law's surrogate. It's sad because my husband's always seek this family approval, but brother-in-law was the favorite. He offered me endless nicknames, second middle name choice, but I wasn't having it. Eventually, he broke down crying last night, calling me stubborn and difficult. Also called me selfish, robbing our son of a good life and a good future provided by his grandparents, and said I was driving him crazy with my silence. But I feel like this is too serious to let go. I'm just doing it for my son. Am I wrong for choosing this as my hill to die on? That must be, like, from the husband's point of view. Again, I'm not backing him up or anything, but it must be, like, such a weird place to be in that, you know, you think that's a healthy relationship where you accept your family will shun you if you don't take them forcing you into picking a certain name for your own child. And from the family's point of view, that they think that they can choose it and that's their right to do that. That's weird logic, isn't it? It's really strange. Imagine being in, like, that the parent's shoes there and saying to someone, if you don't pick that name, you're at the family. That's just beyond it, isn't it? It's crazy. And to me, you said at the end, is this a hill to die on? It would definitely be a hill to die on for me. This is a boundary that needs to be set immediately. What happens with a relationship is totally up to you, but that name needs to be changed to what you guys decided, both of you decided originally. And I don't know how the rules work with baby names and stuff like that. Couldn't she get it changed, or does it have to be both of them now? I don't quite understand how that works, and I guess it varies from country to country. But Floppy Eared Dog says, your husband needs individual therapy to accept that his family conditionally love him and to learn how to assert healthy boundaries. He also needs to learn how to put his wife and son first over his blackmailing family. Not the asshole, but I'm not sure silent treatment is the solution or very healthy. You both need couples counseling. Also, there must be some legal way you can contest the name on the birth certificate. OP replied to that saying, I don't think he'll ever realize how unhealthy this is. I mean, he's absolutely aware that he's not been as much loved and cared for as his brother, even after his brother's death. Yet he keeps trying to get on their good side and seek their approval in everything. By the way, our financial situation is not pretty good, and so I think this could be a factor as well. Cats are better asks, not the arsehole. If you have more children, how are they going to feel watching their brother be the favorite because of his name? Put a stop to this now. Is there a way for you to change the certificate? Why does your husband have to be the one to change it? Opie replies saying, I really haven't thought about this. I mean, I had concern about difference in treatment between him and other grandchildren, but I can't imagine how bad it would be with siblings. You absolutely made a good point. Unknown says, not the arsehole, your son will be the replacement child. It will not stop at a name. You'll be told how to dress him, style his hair, and what his hobbies should be. Depending on what the age of their late son at the time of his passing, there will be a profession pushed on your son. They will attempt to control his personality, etc. Opie replies saying, correct, it will not stop at the name, and so this is why I believe that he shouldn't get the name. Judging by my in-law's obsession with my brother-in-law is quite terrifying and concerning. I just want my son to be his own person and have a normal life. The Truest Repairman says, info. Birth certificates take a little time to arrive, so you both have been calling him the name you agreed upon until you got that letter and learned your husband's deception. My cousin had to change their newborn's name, so have hope. It's definitely doable. Also, it's actually quite sad that your husband seeks their approval so much. The comment you made about his brother being the golden child and him being always overlooked. He clearly was so hindered by that, that he's scared of it happening to your son. That's what it looks like to me, considering how all of the reasons for the name involved the treatment he'll receive as a result. Never once in there did I read, "I love and miss my brother." Honestly, your husband needs to go to counseling over this. Hold out on silence. That hill is worth dying on. Opie replies saying, it did take time to arrive and I had no idea that there was a different name put there because it just wouldn't occur to me. As for calling, yes, I used the name we picked, but I didn't notice him call him that. He often used the usual nicknames we hear all the time. Not relates to either name. Now I turn this one to you guys. Would this be the hill that you would die on? How would you deal with this situation? There's many people in the comments on this one as well saying, you know, this would be a deal breaker. They would break up over this. One controversial comment even said that they're both assholes because they're not compromising at all. I don't really think there's a compromise there personally, but that's what someone said. Anyway, I turn it to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you for spending 20 to 30 minutes with me today, getting involved in the stories. Your love, support and time always means the absolute world to me. Never forget the difference you really do make. And at the end of the video, there's going to be a playlist there that you can click on and it'll scroll through all the stories for you by itself, automatically. So if you're doing a bit of chilling out, sleeping, why not? Walking, whatever you're up to. Don't forget to let me know in the comments and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.